So I really don't really play games anymore. I know there's...
I would be playing, and these teenagers would come and try to fight me. Like, they would add their coins in, and I just kept beating them, like, one by one by one by one by one by one.
The animation for this is absolutely phenomenal. However... Link is sexist.
Link is sexist. Link is sexist. Link is sexist. Link is sexist. Link is sexist.
Ryan, you do not know how much that just made me mad.
I can tell.
Okay. Man down. We've had an accident. Jordan, are you okay? Hey, Jordan.
Hey, Ryan.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Great. We have the sound of children playing in the background.
Lovely.
And, it's a beautiful spring day.
Yeah, it is very nice outside.
We have a very special guest today, another interview show with a teacher here at Lehigh. You can give the introductions.
And, well, yeah, like Ryan said, she is a staff member that works at Lehigh. And, well, that is Meg.
Here I am.
Welcome.
Nice.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
It's really exciting to be here. I'm a fan.
Excellent.
I'm very nice.
I can say that with confidence.
Do you live in Washington, Virginia by chance?
Negative.
Okay, just check.
No, I do not. No.
You don't? Okay.
No.
We recently found out 90% of our audience lives in Washington.
Yeah.
So?
Virginia.
What's popping off down there? What do you think's... bringing
I think
in
that
the
it
ears.
Is a some sort of glitch in the system. I think there's no way that's the case.
Oh, but what if it's not? I mean, this is a mystery to be solved.
It
this
is, and
I get
and
excited.
I'm it's one thing we're kind of trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Oh, right. So, listeners, if you live in Washington, Virginia, please write to us at 2Pat. What is it?
Two schools podcast@gmail.com.
Write to us and let us know what's shaking down there.
Yeah.
I love that idea. And what's going on down there?
Right? Yeah.
Like, you want to know.
How is this happening?
My biggest thing is it's probably the fact that it popped up in their recommended list. since we started back then in 2019, right?
Could be.
I'm praying to God we didn't start in 2020.
It's 2022 now. I think we started in 2021.
All right.
Right? Because we did it last summer? Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
I think we did it last summer, but I don't know.
It's hard. It all blends together.
Yeah.
I don't even know what episode this is, really.
Well, this is, I think, episode 24.
Of season 2?
Yeah.
But then we got to add season 1. I don't know how many there were.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's math. This is not math class.
No.
This is podcasting. So, Jordan, why don't you ask Meg your traditional first question?
Do you play any video games?
Okay. So on the drive over here, I remembered that I have played a video game, which is the Street Fighter game.
Okay.
Right? Is that
yeah.
one?
Yeah. That is a game.
And I was
yes.
the gal, Chun-Li. Chun-Li. And she was cool and was fighting people, and I was really into it. But that lasted for only when I went to visit my cousins.
Was this at an arcade or on a home system?
No, it was on a home system.
Gotcha.
It was in a basement.
Cool.
It could have really become a thing, but I had hippie, weird theater parents who didn't believe in
gotcha.
Any of that, and so...
Because that was my
question. I was deprived.
How have you gone... I didn't know about the Street Fighter deluge.
I know.
Yet, so
I'm so glad.
It's... Whatever I say, I'm not trying to pick on you or your life or your family or anything. I want that to be clear.
I know.
It's interesting to me that somebody who grew up during video game boom,
right,
has only played one game.
Right.
And it's not a judgment at all. This is a safe
space. I mean, it's being taken as one, but I'll survive. Because this is a question I am also interested in. Like, I just don't understand how I didn't jump into something that so many people I love dearly are, like, all about. Motion sickness could be something. Because I will get a little... My son plays the Minecraft.
Okay.
And I will go to look at it and be like, whoa, that's...
That was another question I have for you about you as a mother, if you allow video games.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Totally.
So you're not anti-video games.
No,
no,
sir.
You just haven't done it.
Nope. So we could I'd be so into, like, exposure, you know, any of that. And then it also just feels like something that I'm failing at, and I experience so much failure, I think, that it's like... But, yeah, so it's not something that I've just been trained in. Do you take a training course?
Nope.
What's the, how do you get in? How do I get into the, into the world? What do I do?
Basically, there's no training. You just go get a game that is most interesting to you. Like, for Ryan here, for 30 years, he hasn't purchased one video game, but it was called The Wheel of Time, right?
Correct, Jordan.
The Wheel of Time video game came out for the computer. So he bought it. In 30 years, he hasn't touched or, well, he has played, but he hasn't bought a video game.
Wow, he's stuck in The Wheel of Time.
I certainly am.
Certainly
I mean, honestly.
Are. Well, let's get going on that. I'll jump on board.
If Wheel of Time obsession.
I mean, I'm a game on type of person, so there's confusion about why I haven't, you know, sort of succumbed to the coolness of the video game world.
I already want to have another episode with you where we sit you down with video games.
Oh yeah. Can we do that?
Yes.
Let's have our first go.
Do we have time to do that?
In company. Sure. Sure.
You know what?
Oh, does Tetris count?
Tetris counts.
Okay. I've done that.
So we're up to two games.
So I've done the small, the video man, the game boy.
Have you ever played?
The video man.
Have you ever played Mario?
No. I mean, I've watched Min and congratulated him when he's been excited. And I have. Min's been like a real sort of exposure person with me. And so I have done a little bit of that, but we mostly don't do that. And he's tried to explain really patiently what the heck is going on, but I just... glaze over, like, total disassociation.
No worries, because my grandma and me.
Oh no!
No. I'm not trying to compare. I'm not. Okay.
That's always a bad sign.
Look. Okay. When she was a kid, she had motion sickness.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't able to play any of the arcade video games that you would see, like, today. Mm-hmm. So, she tries her best to look away from that and watches TV instead. And takes care of two dogs that are a pain in my rear. But...
I love your dogs.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my gosh. You know, Jordan, as you're talking, I'm just thinking about how, you know... great you've been in my class and jumped right into something you don't know. So you'd be a great person for me to kind of be able to expose how truly beginner I am.
Yeah.
You know, because we've done that.
Because when you played this first video game, Street Fighter?
Third grade.
Did you have fun?
Oh, yeah. To the point
So you enjoy it, but the thing that is certainly stopping you is the motion sickness.
Well, it's the motion sickness with the Minecraft, but the other stuff didn't make me motion, like the stuff that the
okay, so we're talking 2D.
Yes, I think so. Like a nice side scroller or something's fine.
Yeah, 3D animation would get you motion sickness. 2D animation would only.
So if we hook up our fake Nintendo next time, you're gonna be fine.
Oh yeah.
I have a couple other questions
for
you.
Of course, yeah.
No video games growing up. Did you watch TV and movies?
I watched. Well, I was in. My parents had a regional theater, so I was in lots of rehearsal rooms. That's my first memories.
Gotcha.
So, old movies, like really weird. My first movie was, I think, My Fair Lady, and lots of musicals and really dorky things like that. So, and I definitely am passionate about film and the arts, but so I love that people are so passionate about video games. Like I'm so into people who are like really into things.
You're into people who are into things.
Yes, you can quote me on that.
I just
That's
did.
A groovy. And God. I've listened to this podcast and not known what the heck was being said.
Yeah.
And loved it. Loved your dad.
Oh.
Loved Ashley.
Great episode, right?
Great episode.
He is coming back next week.
He is.
Yes.
Okay, that's great to know.
That is the play it anyway. Yes.
Yes.
You know, no clue what's being said. No, I mean, I just kind of see it as a story. But whatever you're talking about, you know, is lost. But I love your voices and I love the enthusiasm.
May I mind you, my dad is a really big fan of Street Fighter.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, that's his big game.
He literally bought an arcade machine.
Wow.
Just for that.
Wow.
And we're still waiting to code in Pac-Man and all that into the arcade machine.
And next week we're going to, with him, watch the cartoon based on the Street Fighter video game.
Okay. So can I share a really something that is just coming back to me that's super embarrassing? Which is
by
that,
all means.
Okay, so I'm remembering that having to hide this, sort of affliction known as being video game, can't do. So I've been in circumstances with students where I've had to kind of like front, like I knew what they were talking about because they've been talking video games and I've kind of, wasn't as confident as maybe I am now in being fully myself. And they've talked about a game and I've been like, oh yeah, man. That seems real cool. Like, talked about what they, like, I knew what they were, were saying. This was back in the day, but I have a couple memories of what that was like. Just like, oh, now I'm really down in a hole because they're going to start saying references and I'm just going to bury myself.
Yeah.
Don't ever want to experience that again.
Yeah, I didn't do that about video games. I didn't do that as a teacher, but I've certainly done that in my life. Been like, okay, cool,
yeah.
I get it.
What is going on again?
Yeah. No, totally. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, as embarrassing as this is to me, I have done this before, and knowing myself, I have. Well, at this point, I've lied to the whole world.
Oh.
It's that bad.
Yeah.
Sure. And it's always that moment of like, ooh, you did it. You can't come back from it now.
Yes,
If I digged my grave, my grave would be at the core of the earth by now.
Yeah.
On how many times I've lied.
Feels good to clear.
We're really, really getting into some deep stuff today without video games.
I take that with me. It's such a bummer.
So, Meg, back to the topic.
Yep.
Have you ever Did you frequent arcades at all?
I was drawn towards the sounds.
Sure.
And
that makes sense.
Would definitely, I remember going to a roller rink and okay. and see how excited people were
yeah.
with the shaking and whatever's happening. And assumed that was like the groovy music that they were listening to and that they were sort of doing a dance with a big machine. That was a curious thing to me.
Okay. I want to just back up, just rewind for a second. You thought they were dancing with the machine of the music.
I think...
Yes, I did.
I think you ran into a person that was raging on a video game.
Yeah, yes. Yes, it seemed to be bringing up a lot of emotion, and I was fascinated by that.
Because... We haven't experienced any gamer rage because usually that would be rated PG and probably 16 and up. Mm-hmm. But it's very much a lot of cursing.
You know, another thing, and I hate to bring this up again, I brought it up before, but we know a former guest on our show. Mm-hmm. Used to, as an adult, would purposely go to arcades just to beat little kids with the games.
And I'm afeared that this will happen if I get involved. Because I listened to that episode and I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, don't play with Ashley.
That
She's
could be,
just going to try to beat you.
That could be something.
And laugh.
Yeah.
Not
yeah,
cool, yeah. Ashley. Not cool.
We love you, Ashley.
She's gonna kill you.
I know. All that is said in humor.
Yeah.
Not really.
Kindest person ever.
Yeah, she is a sweetheart. But don't play games with her. So, all right. Okay, so you played Street Fighter and Tetris.
Saw people
the
Who's Tommy. Pinball.
Oh, that was my next question. Pinball. Was that something you did?
No.
It's adjacent.
But I dug that Who's Tommy tune.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The Who. The band The Who.
Oh, Pinball Wizard.
Right. I have
okay.
danced around to that and pretended to do... Oh, it's getting... Oh, dear.
I've really launched myself
into... That's as far as I have. Now I'm trying to think. Yeah. And my son doesn't want me to expose this, what he feels like, this dark secret.
It's embarrassing.
Oh,
him.
Yeah.
Yeah?
And what's really, and like his buddy's mom is into the Minecraft, and that's like a source of, like, mom.
I'm going to just tell you right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is coming from a place of caring. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to give you a hard time. If you want to sound hipper, just call it Minecraft.
Just Minecraft.
Not the
That's
Minecraft.
Right. I know.
That gives away you don't really know what you're talking about.
I somehow just started speaking like my grandmother from an early age, and it hasn't been able to leave.
That's a tip for everybody, listeners included. If you add the to the beginning of most things, it makes it sound like you don't know what you're talking about.
Right. Thank you, Ryan.
Sure.
I'm going to write that and put it in my wallet.
And I'm sure I do it about something.
Sure.
So.
Right.
I can go on a whole rant right now of Minecraft and all my
series. So are you a Minecraft person?
I've played Minecraft.
Oh.
You mean the Minecraft?
You've played...
See, now since you bring it up, Ryan won't let it go.
To the Minecraft. Oh, dear. I also called it the Facebook for so, like, yeah, it's embarrassing.
Well, you can use that to connect with other people.
I don't know why I can't extract that, but I'm going to work on it now. Now that I've been schooled by people lovingly and just said, you know, take that off. I think we'll be good.
Or don't, and be you, and that's cool too. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's part of the territory.
There's something about owning, you know, like you were just saying about sort of making up that you knew about stuff.
Right.
Just owning that you don't and call it the Minecraft.
That has not been a problem. But for Rocco,
sure.
You know, I can I can take that "the" off and kind of walk around.
Seem a little bit hipper.
I think, I mean, can you imagine the cool points that I'm going to get for being on this podcast? Don't think that wasn't an incentive.
Well, you're welcome. And our podcast is cooler.
Thank you. With it you really on. Is.
So.
I dig it. I'll take it. Question for you. So what I'm curious about, because I, again, things that people are passionate about. So what is it about video games that you love the most?
I don't play them.
Ryan? Oh.
So. Anymore, really.
He used to.
And that's, I do a little bit. But yes. With the Wheel of Time.
I think I'm wanting to address when you did play
okay,
them.
Okay,
what
all right.
What do you remember? Like, what was it that you were into?
I mean, I can only go by my memories of it, obviously, because I'm old and that was a long time ago, but...
True.
Most... I deserve anything you're going to say.
That was a burn.
Mostly,
apologies.
My memories are hanging out with friends playing video games. And so that was like what we did, and going over and having a sleepover with a three or four friends and staying up late trying to beat a game and
talking and gossiping and whatnot.
So that to me is my memory of video games more than anything else. And I obviously played them by myself too. I also, the other memory that I will never forget, because my family brings it up every Christmas, is that I would wait till everyone went to sleep and then go out, and I could tell by the size of wrapped gifts which were video games. So I would take them to my room, play them all night, and then stick them back in the wrapping and put them under the tree the next morning.
I did that with crochet sets.
Wow.
Just kidding.
Oh, I was going to say, I can't even.
See, I'm getting into it. I love that you did that. I think
you
that's
know what?
Adorable.
I think you and my mom would be really good friends.
Well, at least I know we would. I would make it happen.
Because my mom is majorly into crocheting.
I don't crochet. That was also a untruth.
That's a weird one to try to be cool and make it up.
I know.
My wife just bought a crochet hoop.
Now that I think about it,
why
is it every time when someone becomes a mother, they buy a crochet set?
I don't know.
That's another mystery to attend to.
We're coming up with a lot of things to think about today.
This is a thinker.
We're coming up with a lot of theories for me.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad these questions have been asked.
So, did my answer suffice for?
Yes,
okay.
It did. And so, Jordan, what is it about video games?
So, I play video games for the experience and for the fun of it, but really there are a lot of stereotypes for video games, and may I mind you, all these stereotypes can be harmful to some people, but other people take it funny.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one stereotype in particular that is, you just play for fun and you just want to play the game to enjoy it.
Mm.
There's that stereotype. Then you have the stereotype of, oh, I'm just going to run around and be annoying to everyone else. But other than that, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I really love video games.
Mm-hmm. I get that. I definitely love, again. Oh, I thought of something. I know a video game terminology.
You are a fun guest.
Okay.
Just say
are you ready for it?
Yeah, of course.
So my son will say sus. Is that or new, a newbie or something like that? Is that part of anything?
Meg, you are terrific.
Newbie? When one is new, like
I'm gonna let Jordan answer this question because honestly, I'm old, so I'm not as hip as Jordan with these words.
So
can't hide from the truth.
What sus means, since everyone literally went to, there was this one game called Among Us, right? It was where you had one imposter on the ship, and if you weren't doing the right task or someone thinks you're out of line, then they can go start an emergency meeting and say that you're suspicious. Now, since the three words in sus, like suspicious means is sus, that's what they mean by that.
Okay, so it's suspicious.
Yes.
Or it's suspect.
It's like a shorter way for saying suspicious.
Oh, I'm totally stealing that. I dig that.
But...
Can you say like that meal's a little sus? Like that's looking kind of off.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone will take you very serious.
Okay. Well, I'll try and I'll sprinkle it into something.
Test it out.
Yeah, I'll test it. I'll see how it goes.
Yeah, just test it out. Give it a nice little feel.
Shall do.
The next one was noob.
Noob. Newbie.
Yeah, it's someone who's doing something.
Yeah, every gamer knows this.
So that's me.
I was about to say.
Okay.
You are definitely
That's a bad thing. Right?
I don't know that it is.
Okay.
No.
Everyone's new at some point at different things.
I mean, some people will call you out on it, but hey, screw them.
Yeah.
If they want to call you out on it,
you know what you could do?
Yeah.
Now, this is going to seem like I'm taking a shot, but I'm not.
Listen.
Call yourself the noob.
Oh, so then you're
like owning the thing, but also
the noob.
You're like the noob.
The noob is playing.
Jordan is getting up.
Exiting.
He's getting a tissue.
I'm grabbing a tissue.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Right. I thought he was...
He's allergic to that idea.
Yes, me too. But I think that could be a cool way to embrace
it.
Like, flip it.
Yeah, flip it. Own it.
Like, you're not gonna don't throw that at me because I'm the noob.
I'm the noob. I own this.
Okay, I can definitely
love it.
With that. All right.
Didn't know I was gonna need to.
You. That could possibly be a title for the show.
This episode.
For this episode.
The noob.
The noob. Fully noob.
That's your account name right there.
All ages show.
Oh dear, I've been accused of—you'll never believe this—but I've been accused of oversharing in my life.
Yeah,
that's shocking to you.
That tracks.
And
that checks out.
Being obnoxiously enthusiastic, also, which. I'm also going to embrace this experience.
Yeah, you
has
should.
Really let me.
Because what's wrong with being overly enthusiastic about stuff?
Right.
Is it annoying sometimes with some
stuff? Absolutely.
100%.
Yeah.
But I'd rather deal with someone who's way too enthusiastic than doesn't care.
So true.
Right?
Yeah.
See, I'm. You know what I've been learning doing this podcast with people? I can make something that seems like it's insulting, and then I quickly flip it around.
And make it seem joking.
So well done.
And make it positive.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm left with feeling horrible, but then great.
Yeah.
You know?
Right?
Like I take a dip, but then I come right back up.
But
I'm not in any way feeling horrible. I'm loving this tremendously.
Here's the thing.
Let's hear it.
When you go down, there's only one way you can go.
Oh, that is so true.
Yeah.
Up. Love it, Jordan. We're really getting into it.
Hit the heart. Get
digging into the dirt today.
One more question. So when you're... Do you ever have like a day-ruining game? Like you're... Because I do worry about
question.
That. I mean, I really
that
invest.
Is a good question.
So you've spent all this time and then, you know, something goes awry and...
Rainbow Six Siege.
Oh, dear. He's pointing his finger. He's shaking his finger at the sky.
He's shaking his finger around.
People will just randomly kill you for no absolute reason just for taking their operator. Why? My biggest question is that the game's all about teamwork.
Okay.
And helping your squad out. Not going on a murdering rampage and killing your own team.
You know what I like to say, Jordan? There's no you in teamwork, people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that does sound like a bummer because I'm a sensitive soul.
I agree. Yeah, that's no good.
No.
And so when that happens, are you like, do you pause and stretch it out? Do you hit a pillow? Like, what's the protocol for when you get triggered by another human being on the internet? A sus human being.
I go on a rant.
Yeah.
And roast them all.
I get that. Yeah, I need to look at my options for releasing some anger that could come up if I...
And I also go light anything on fire. Yeah. But other than that,
Yeah, I could write letters to the sus internet people, which could be an option.
Where are you going to send them?
Just
handwritten letters?
Yeah.
Postmark them?
Just say, if I get triggered by, you know, an event on the game, and then a game, and then I get so upset, and then I just would have to pause it and write a letter of, you know, my disappointment, and then move on, play the game again.
I just had like this mental image flash through
my mind.
I hope so.
That was pretty vivid.
of you after the summer, next school year, next fall, we all reconvene for the next school year. Meg's like a total gamer.
Oh.
Knows all the lingo. It's like, here's what they call me.
I fear
me
this. Absolutely. And it takes over my life completely. I'm calling out of work. That? And Yeah, there's always that option. Yeah, I should consider
First off, you would have to get a console.
Oh.
Just play on computer. That's an option.
Or a computer.
What is a console?
Okay.
What is that? A video.
So back in the day, like you said, a Game Boy? Did
yep.
you say that? So that's a handheld console,
yeah.
essentially.
Okay.
But the Atari system, NES,
Xbox,
Sega, Xbox,
okay.
PlayStation.
I'm sure you've heard of these.
Oh, yes. And Min has had lengthy, in which I took notes of him putting in an emulator.
An emulator. Right,
yep.
right.
Okay. We were trying to help my son with that.
You're hip. You know what's going on, Meg.
Well, I had no idea what was going on.
Sure.
But I took notes diligently.
We were actually, one of our guest possibilities for today was Min, but he's not here. So
he's going to be
filling in
the opposite direction of me.
Yes.
I don't think you're going to find many multiplayer games that are like aside. Like, pretty much a slideshow.
Sure.
Mm.
Because most multiplayer games are 3D.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Like for Minecraft.
Yes. But, however, since, motion sickness, it's only going to be, like...
What about Dramamine? I could get some Dramamine. Non-drowsy.
If you get
some,
if you get Adrenaline,
saltines,
then you can play
ginger ale.
You can only play for however long that lasts.
That's true. Well,
before you start getting sick again,
I'd visit a doctor about it.
You're going to?
Well, I'm just trying to figure out what.
Do you want to know how expensive
done.
Doctor visits are nowadays?
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, that and video games.
Yeah, and I suppose...
So what you need, Meg, in my opinion, and this is biased. Again, this podcast is old school, new school, so it's not like we're against each other, but we have different biases.
Love that tension.
Different things, you know? I think you'd do better with old school games.
Yes.
Because they're not as realistic and immersive. You don't have, mm-hmm. you just have, you know, a stick figure walking along and jumping things.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. So we won't rush to...
I think what we're going to do...
Okay.
We got a few weeks left of this school year. We'll try to get you back in here. We'll set up this old school
thing,
console emulator,
mm-hmm.
and we play
can,
the hits.
We can get her back on Thursday. Because next week, Tuesday, we have my father.
Your father's Ooh. Coming.
And then most likely that Thursday will most likely be the same as today. Sure. Not as many people showing up, you know, because it's starting to become the end of the week. People are starting to relax.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
Yeah.
I'll get in here.
Yeah. I love this idea. Mm-hmm. And have you ever heard of... So, we're running out of time, but there is a certain franchise we do need to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not Seaman. We're not even going to go there with Mick.
Let's take it easy. Let's take it...
Sorry, just a couple quick questions. I'm going to run... These are yes or no, quick fire mm-hmm. yes or no questions, mm-hmm. okay? I'm going to ask you if you've heard of these different video game empires, sort okay. of, franchises. Pac-Man.
Yeah, I have heard.
Okay. Super Mario Brothers.
Yes.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yes.
Zelda.
Yes, I have.
The Legend of Zelda. Okay.
See. Heard of them?
Yes. Okay. And I only bring this up to get Jordan fired up. It's my new favorite thing.
I have.
Do you know much about the legend? Let's focus on the Legend of Zelda. What do you know about the Legends of Zelda?
Oh, well, only from Min playing, it seems to be there's a lady named Zelda, and yep. she's got a big old mission, and it seems really overwhelming, and that's about that.
Okay, let me fill you in a little bit, and then Jordan can explode, and then we have to wrap it up.
Okay.
Zelda gets, like a lot of video games,
mm-hmm.
and this is something we haven't even talked about, Jordan, but it's very true. We need to call it out once and for all. A lot of video games, the premise is the damsel in distress needs to be saved. So this is the case with Zelda. She gets captured or something, and then this character Link comes in, and Link has to save Zelda and do all the fighting and do all this stuff.
Right.
Now, in the case of The Legend of Zelda, what happened, and we've learned recently, it happens with many video games. They make a cartoon out of these video games. Jordan's standing up.
He is.
Normal. I'm going to stand up and rant. He's getting ready. So in this case, I forget the year, but they made a cartoon called the Zelda cartoon or something. And it's pretty good. We watched two episodes. The second one, way better than the first. The first one, Jordan had a lot of issues with. My guess is, yep. knowing you, you would have a lot of issues with it as
right,
well.
Right, right.
I did. I'm not,
okay.
not saying I thought it was good what they were doing. So in this first episode of The Adventures of Link, or whatever it's called again, we get to meet the characters of Zelda, Link, Sprite, Ganon.
Ooh. Love these names.
Would you like to tell Meg about Link?
Link is sexist. Very sexist.
Jordan is standing up and in full, like, impassioned mode right now, which I'm here for.
This man has went on to almost harass Zelda.
I would say he does harass Zelda.
Well... That would not work for me.
At the opening scene, we can even hint at the sexism.
Uh-oh.
The dude is sitting on, not sitting, on top of his balcony, has his windows wide open. He's enjoying the fresh air. Then Zelda comes out. And well, would you look at that?
He says it's a great view from up here, and he's looking down on her.
And he whistles at her, and then he tries to get a kiss. He badges her for a kiss. She relents, but says this is the last one. He agrees, but his fingers are crossed.
And behind his back.
Yeah, it's not good. We got to stop bringing it up because it really is a bummer every time we do.
Oh.
But it's good to know about these things and to shed light on them.
So is this a cartoon
yes.
or is it human being?
No, it's cartoon.
Okay.
Yes. Gotcha. It is a cartoon. If he existed as a human, I'm pretty sure he would already be buried in the cemetery right by the arrows.
Well, I love, I do love things that get me all riled up, pacing around and sort of looking at how dated they are and how far we've come, maybe?
Yes, I mean, that's something we've talked about, that, like, it's... But the biggest issue we have with it is this is a cartoon for kids, and you should not be teaching kids how to be horrible.
Because back then, when everyone was so busy and all parents were so busy... And they still are, but at least they get some time with their kids. But that's not my point. My point is that these kids are using these gaming icons for as influencers for them.
Yeah.
Really, if they take after Link, I am going to only imagine a kid walking up to his mother saying, "Excuse me, princess."
Oh, dear.
And being very sexist.
Ooh. Yeah, I hear that.
And then him getting grounded. So, lesson learned. Let's not take after the cartoon Link.
Yeah. No, I hear that. My parents, like, stuck me in front of some, like, old Victorian Queen movies, and they've really...
Yeah.
They really landed. So.
I mean, the one good thing, the one positive spin we can try to put on this is that...
It seems like he's getting better.
It seems like he's getting better, but isn't it great that we are evolved enough to look back at things and say, oh, that was messed up and not
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that is a positive way to look at things.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming, I mean, that was 30 years ago, say that cartoon came out. In 30 years, hopefully, people will look back at what we're doing and say, hey, that was pretty messed up that was okay.
Absolutely. Totally.
So that's the... So anyway, we got to wrap things up here. It's about lunchtime here in Lehigh Land.
This has been a delight. So unexpected.
See, we don't live in a state. We live in a... we live on a land. It's called Lehigh Land.
Yes.
Meg... Thanks so much for coming. You were a delight.
Anytime.
Thank you very
much. And I'm ready. I feel like I've said what I needed to say, cleared the space to be ready for, to get my thumbs going. Right? I'm ready for it.
It's not just going to be your thumbs.
Well, whatever it is. Do I practice that? So there's so much to ask.
Yes.
We'll pause on all of the questions.
I can't wait to have you back to watch you play video games. Yeah. I think it's going to be hysterical.
It's going to be fun.
Oh, dear.
We're going to have technical things to figure out about how to make that enjoyable
for anyone to listen to. You when you first played
Yeah, you're right. It'll be the same thing. Okay, that'll be great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Jordan, you want to say goodbye to everybody?
Have a nice day. Stay safe. Don't die. And goodbye, I guess.